It's a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1. And we have a special guest joining us by phone on this 17th day of June. It's Carly Westrom. Carly is from East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Hi, Carly. How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic. And, well, let's talk about you if we can. I'll be a bit nosy. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
You just graduated from high school?
Yes.
East Grand Forks Senior High?
Yes.
Are you planning on heading off to college in the fall?
I am. I plan to attend UND.
Oh, University of North Dakota. And your major?
I'm going to do a double major, so I'll be majoring in mathematics and visual arts.
Very good. So the visual arts is the topic we're talking about today and your work. And how long have you been involved with the Arts Council art exhibit?
I have been involved with a winter exhibit this last winter. And right now I have the Seaside Vision exhibit going on right now.
And that's at the Art Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center. And how many pieces of work are on display?
I have 7.
Okay. Can you describe those for us?
I have a collection of boats that are done with oil paints, and they're like the front of boats. My other one is like a reflection of the water with numbers with oil paint, too.
And as you create these pieces of artwork, do you have something in mind before you begin, or do you just let your juices flow and kind of go where they go?
Yeah, I just kind of go with the flow.
Okay. So do you have a theme in mind at certain points when you do create art?
Many of my art pieces reflect like things I enjoy.
Okay.
Right now I'm doing acrylic pieces with people playing sports because I was involved in sports during high school. And I also get some ideas from the photos I take when I travel, so I get some inspiration from there too.
And as you create your artwork now, do you have a process you go through in creating that? Do you think about it quite a while, or do you just dive into the canvas?
I just dive into the
canvas. And see what happens, right?
Yep.
All right. How has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council helped you with your endeavor in art?
Last year, during April, the council gave me a grant for a mentorship program where Teresa Jacobson taught me more about painting portraits with acrylic paint.
Well, that's great. And again, Carly Westrom, our guest from East Grand Forks, she has a display of her work on display. The exhibit is at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. That's at the Riverwalk Center. If you can, mention some people influential with you as you were growing up. Who was inspiring to you as far as your interest in art?
I would have to say my parents would. They're always supporting my artwork and encouraging me to create more, and my art teachers over the years too. Aaron Nelson was a big influencer in my work too.
And Aaron has some work on display as well at the Arts Gallery, doesn't she?
Yes.
And can you describe that for us? Do you know what that is?
She has some pieces in the same exhibit as me with the Seaside Visions.
Okay.
Her pieces kind of reflect her memories with her grandmother and the sea. So they kind of have the same theme as many of my pieces in the exhibit.
Now, you mentioned going to UND this coming fall. Beyond college, what are your goals in life as far as working within art and producing artwork?
I hope to join a gallery and have more of my artwork in a gallery, if it's my own or if it's with other people, too.
Well, Carly, it's been a real treat. Thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1 this afternoon, and best of luck as you head off to UND in the fall. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Carly Westrom of East Grand Forks, our special guest on Pioneer 90.1. And again, her work and the work of Aaron Nelson's on display at the Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center. That's off Demers Avenue, near Cabela's, downtown East Grand Forks. The exhibition is free and open to the public, and gallery hours are Wednesday through Saturday from 2 until 8 p.m., Sundays from 2 until 5 p.m. The exhibit is called Seaside Visions. All right, stop on by if you have a chance and take a look. A couple of notes for you from the Arts Council. They're offering a training called Healing Through Art in Fauston, Hallock, and Roseau. Workshops include mini art activities, teaching specific art techniques, and training on how to connect each session with becoming a healthy person in mind, body, and heart. All sessions are free of charge. Workshops are being held in Fauston on June 29th, Hallock on July 26th, and Roseau August 23rd. The hours for all three workshops in Fauston, Hallock, and Roseau are from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. For more information about those workshops and to register, call Trey Everett in Crookston. Trey's number is area code 218-280-4917. Area code 218-280-4917. Or contact the Arts Council for more information about those workshops, again coming up in the area on June 29th, July 26th, and August 23rd. One more time for the phone number, Trey Everett in Crookston, for more information and to register, 218-280-4917. And there's two fun ethnic festivals this weekend in Northwest Minnesota, the Scandinavian festivals this weekend in Roseau, and Polish Day is this Sunday, June 22nd, in Florian, Minnesota. That's near the Marshall County Park. For information about the topics we've talked about on the air here, contact the Arts Council at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. That's their website, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Or contact them and their director, Mara Hannell, at area code 218-745-9111. Area code 218-745-9111. We feature the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday just after 3 on Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.